This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big K Morning Show, Michael Bartley in for Larry Richard. Larry will be back tomorrow. I'll tell you one thing. Paul and I were talking about this. You know when relatives and expatriates who live in New York and Florida and California and all that type of stuff come back to Pittsburgh, the first thing they do is they go get pizza, because our pizza is phenomenal, the best in the country. And that was proven in Las Vegas the other day. And it's really close to home for us here at Odyssey, our five stations right here, and especially, you know, KDKA, the fan, all of us, we have a special pizza every Wednesday and salad. And the makers of that pizza, owned by Mr. Rico Lenardi, who joins me live. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having us on today.
Absolutely. We love your pizza. There's no question about it. I'm going to let you tell this. What happened in Vegas? This was big.
Well, we've been training for it for years, and you guys were like our test market. You know, you didn't know that we were bringing you pizza every week and just testing out our recipe.
Right. Just for us to say this is good and this is not that good, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we knew. So we knew going into it, we had the winning formula. But we've been competing competitively for the past 5 years. And every year in Las Vegas, it's the International Pizza Expo, which is, you know, kind of like the Super Bowl for pizza. And, you know, pizza is a huge industry that a lot of people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes in terms of, you know, competing and just, you know, the whole everyone getting together to brainstorm ideas and how to make things better. So we went, it was a week from today, last week, went and entered into the world's best cheese category, which defines our brand perfectly. It's just, you make a plain pizza, red sauce. That was our crust, our dough, and our cheese. And Chris Ostapenko, who's my main man in Beachview, been with me for 15 years, made his pizza like he does every day, and the judges loved it, and we brought home a victory.
Wow. So you were the 2025 World's Best Cheese Slice. Tell us, what do you think put you over the top? And how competitive, you know, is this? This is a national deal. This is the world's best cheese slice.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's people from all over the country. Like you said at the beginning, New York, California, New Jersey, everywhere that gets all these, you know, great pizza. You know, when people think of pizza, they think of those places. But now we're starting to turn the corner, and people are starting to think of Pittsburgh as the best pizza, not only because of us winning, but we have so many good pizza shops here in Pittsburgh. But what set us differently is, you know, when you use good ingredients, we pay a lot of attention to our dough, how we make our dough, to get it nice, you know, get that crisp, but still have that nice softness to it. Our sauce, use, you know, great tomatoes, and we put some basil in it. It's pretty much it. Use a good cheese. So when you have that good foundation of those three ingredients, you can't go wrong.
How difficult is it to win this in Las Vegas or wherever the convention, wherever all the pizza people are?
It's at the Las Vegas Convention Center. very difficult. Last year, you know, I competed in the same category.
You came close last year, but you got beat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I came in first place in the preliminary round, and then they changed how they do the competition. So they have a first round and a second round. Years past, it was just one and done. So I got first round, thought I won it all. We were pretty excited, and then found out I had to make another pizza on Thursday. And I end up finishing fifth overall, which is still great, fifth in the country. But it just shows you that our pizza consistently comes in the top. And this year, Chris was able to bring it home for us. So, it's super competitive. It, you know, there's people from Italy, China, Japan, and all across the country making, you know, their best pizza.
So since when last year, when you came so close, but you didn't get the victory, did you change ingredients? Did you do anything differently?
We didn't change ingredients, but we changed how we planned for the event. Dough is a living thing. We let it rise for at least 48 hours before we make a pizza. And the longer you go, there's kind of a shelf life on it. Sometimes the longer, the better. But at some point, then you start going backwards. So knowing this year that we had to compete on Tuesday and hopefully compete on Thursday, we planned better for that. So we had enough dough. Because when I was down there last year, I had to remake a batch of dough to have enough dough to make to compete for that day. That's what made the difference. The dough didn't have the time to mature to get that flavor that we have every day. So this year we planned for it and it paid off.
Rico, since you're saying that, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, the average person might think, oh, pizza, you know, it's just dough, sauce, and cheese. But it's a hell of a lot more complicated than that, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't do very well in chemistry, but there's a lot of chemics behind it. But it is, and you know, it's those little details that you pay attention to that a lot of pizza makers are doing now across in Pittsburgh, across the country, that makes a difference. And, you know, us making pizza, you know, it's like you talking on the radio. You make it seem perfectly easy because you do it every day and you're a pro at it. And that's what we do with our pizza.
Is Pittsburgh pizza as well thought of nationally as I think it is or should be? I mean, I think, you know, I got to tell you, Rico, when people get home, they can't wait to get their favorite pizza here. And they say, whether Florida, California, they can't find pizza like they can in the Berg.
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. I mean, Pittsburgh people, I was born and raised here. We're very prideful
Me
of
too.
Everything. And we have the best. We have the best of everything, no matter what anyone says. And, you know, everyone grew up eating a certain place, whether it be one of the shops that have been open for 50, 60 years. And we have many of those that are very successful. Shops that put cold cheese on it that no one understands. But we grew up eating those. But we are still underrated for how good we are and how many different styles we have now for pizza. You know, you can get New York style like we have. You can get Detroit. You can get Neapolitan. So there's so many different styles. And us competing like this and winning these events draws attention. There's other shops that have won national events as well. And that's, you know, love or hate us. You know, it's bringing attention to us and, you know, in our industry, which is great.
Which is fantastic. The 2025 World's Best Cheese Slice goes to Slice on Broadway of Pittsburgh. And you have stores in Beachview, Carnegie, East Liberty, Robinson, Wexford, Southside locations. Rico Lenardi is the owner. Congratulations, Rico. This is great.
Thank you. I appreciate your time today, guys.
Absolutely. That was fantastic. And you know what? We have that pizza every Wednesday, every single Wednesday right here at KDKA Radio. Oh, it's beautiful.